Shel Anderson's a botanist and plant ecologist and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome back, Shel.
Hello.
Well, Lake Superior, I'd say we're going to talk about some lesser known species, ciscos, bluefins, bloaters, chubs. Is that all one species, or are these all different fish?
Well, that's a great way to put it, because I think this is probably the fish species that is part of our native fishery, both Lake Superior and inland lakes, a few, that there's the greatest confusion around names.
I guess so, yeah.
And it's kind of understandable. And I believe you could say it began with people coming to settle here from Europe, Scandinavia, in more specifically. And when they came, they were encountering all kinds of plants and animals that they had never encountered before. Although there's a lot of similarities between our landscape and lakescapes and their homes that they came from, they were not identical. And so for things that they encountered that they had never seen before, it's not surprising that they would give them names that were the names of the things that were most like what they were familiar with, if there was such a thing. Mm-hmm. So another example would be bison became buffalo. But in the case of fish here, our fish species that for them looked the most like herring, ocean herring, that they were familiar with, saltwater herring, they named herring, lake herring. And that's a name that's stuck with that fish. But of course, in reality, there are no relation whatsoever to either saltwater herring or what our native herring to Minnesota. Instead, what they were calling herring is known by a common name of cisco. And there are a number of species, so it isn't just one herring or cisco. There isn't just one lake herring species, and there isn't just one cisco species. There are multiple species. And that name change was made official not too long ago to help make it clear that the lake herring is not in any way, shape, or form related to the saltwater herring. So cisco is perhaps a better name, more clarity there in terms of its history. And ciscos are a part of the salmonid family of fish, of which we have many more. And these are all fish that are a part of clear, cold, usually large lakes, including Lake Superior. Ciscos, as I said, are many species, both in Lake Superior and in a few inland lakes like Gunflint Lake and Saginaw Lake have cisco species. They are a pelagic fish, so they spend their time in the open water for the most part. And in terms of the range of sizes, in Lake Superior we have ciscos that are maybe at maximum 6 to 8 inches in size and less than a pound, but all the way up to, say, 20 inches in size and 3 pounds, so and 3 or 4 species in that mix. Inland lakes, they can get much bigger. They can get up to 2 feet long and 5 pounds. So a very important fish species in our lake ecosystems, including Lake Superior. They're beautiful, silvery, scaled fish. If you hold them in the light, there's an iridescence of pink and purple. They're very sleek, muscular fish, and that's because of their lifestyle. They cruise, the open lake, which is a part of the lake that most other fish really don't occupy and utilize. So that's their niche, right, in terms of the lake. So they cruise the open waters of these big, cold, deep lakes, and they feed primarily on zooplankton, which they strain through their gill rakers, of which they have many. So they're just plowing through, the waters of the lake looking for places where zooplankton are you know, in these clouds, which they often are in groups too, and sucking up those zooplankton. And in the process, they're bulking themselves up, right? And basically creating finned Big Macs for the predators of the lake. So, and that could include lake trout, walleye. So some of our most important predator fish and most important game fish depend in great measure, their populations, on ciscos for their, as their part of their prey base. Ciscos in the 1940s were the biggest commercial fishery on Lake Superior. I think like 19 million pounds were harvested annually from the lake. But for a number of different reasons, including overfishing, not well-regulated fishing, and the introduction of rainbow smelt into the Lake Superior ecosystem, their populations really tanked after that. And there was a lot of questions about what's the future of ciscos going to be long term. But on the bright side, various changes in the lake, including the collapse of the rainbow smelt population and changes in fishing regulation and management, meant that by about 2000, the year 2000, ciscos really started to rebound their populations and make a, you know, a strong comeback. So that's a very positive thing that's happened in the history of ciscos. They spawn at night this time of year in November and December, and they tend to move into shallows in big groups. Apparently there's a lot of jumping and splashing, so it's a pretty dynamic. Spawning events are dynamic. And it's that time of year when they congregate in the shallows, as opposed to being the pelagic fish the rest of the year. So it's in the fall when they're spawning that, of course, they're easiest to harvest. There has been some concern recently, people may have heard about this, about the declining populations of cisco. There's been a lack of recruitment of young fish into adult fish, which of course means fewer adult fish, which of course means fewer fish to spawn, fewer eggs that get laid, all of which are really important elements, both the eggs and the young fish and the large fish, adult fish, to these other populations of fish in the lake. And there may be some evidence to link those kinds of successes with ice cover on the lake. So those are all questions, you know, to be explored and better understood so that we can sustain, do a good job of sustaining our cisco population in support of the whole lake ecosystem.
Chell Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for helping us understand Lake Superior fish, especially ciscos.
My pleasure.